This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price, because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/morningstream and enter the promo code MORNINGSTREAM.
Okay.
Tonight on TMSPM, Kelly took the high road.
Old Lady Birth.
Old Lady Birth, ugh. My shoe exploded.
Get the jerk shirt for someone you love.
Dan, the tabletop man.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is The Morning Stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMSPM.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to TMS PM, the weekly edition of the show that is not in the morning, it's at night. Hold on, what? Mm-hmm. Can I hear what? Oh, is it on the speakers? Oh. Sorry. I've been playing the whole thing on speakers. Okay, now we're good.
You're broadcasting live to a studio audience in your house.
Whoops. All right. Anyway, sorry, am I interrupting Star Trek The Next Generation? Yeah. Okay, great. Good luck. There are only four lights. Spoiler.
Oh, way to ruin it for everybody.
I know. Anyway, it's good to be back. We're here, and thanks to all of you at home for using patreon.com/TMS and those watching live, some of you who may have contributed there. It's why we do a fifth show a week. We love it. We come in here for an hour. Today, Dan's back for an appearance.
Yay!
Woo! Talking about board games, he said he just picked up something new, and he's really stoked about it, or joked about it.
Oh, cool.
So he'll talk about that here in a minute. Before getting to the news or any of that, though, Brian has an update about this morning. So, Brian, what's going on?
So, I finish up TMS this morning, and I go upstairs. Now, let me preface this by saying Tina's parents are not the most technically savvy people.
Okay.
Ever. Right. She's got an iPad. She broke her first iPad because she took it out into the garden to take pictures and dropped it on one of the cobblestones in the path that she built out there. And I frequently get emails about, well, my pictures are gone in Facebook. What happened to all my pictures? Or I can't get on the internet. She's sending me an email from her iPad. I can't get on the internet on my computer. I think the internet's down.
I'm so glad I'm not alone here. My wife, I got phished the other day and lost a bunch of personal information. So I totally get it, man. I'm with you.
Oh, man. You did.
Totally. Yeah, that's a long story. I'll tell you later. It's a nightmare.
Well, it's funny because I think there's something kind of similar going on here. So I go upstairs and Tristan's just getting out of bed because he worked till 2 in the morning. And just getting up and saying, Dad, I get some really confusing messages this morning.
Uh-oh.
Like, oh, really? Okay. So he plays them for me, and I've actually recorded them and sent you the audio. So let's go ahead and listen to.
All right.
They're all three are just in one audio file.
All strung together. If you need any, you need any pauses, you let me know. So here you go.
Okay.
First one.
Hi, Tristan. This is Grandpa. I'm really concerned about being in the middle of this and you're not telling your folks. I really would like to have you call them, tell them you were in an accident, get it over with, quit trying to hide it. It happened, so let's move on. But I can't stay in the middle of this. I'll have to tell them sometime before noon. And I'll let them know what I know, but I can't keep this to myself. It's not right. You need to tell them. Okay? Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, so that's number one. Is there anything you want to explain there? Like, what the crap?
Yeah, so we're all looking at each other like he's playing this, and Tina and I are sitting there listening to this going, whoa, what accident? We at Tristan? Are you in an accident? We both hop over to Tristan's Facebook page to see if there's like a, see if there's an obvious thing on his website that, or on his Facebook page that might have gotten misconstrued as I was in an accident. Of course, nothing. So it dawns on us that, oh my God, somebody probably sent a message disguised as Tristan, spoofing as Tristan to Tina's parents to say, hey, I was in an accident. Send me some money. and don't tell my parents.
Oh, my gosh.
You can kind of suss all this out from the response. Like, I don't feel good about not telling your parents. I think you need to say something.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't. All right, meet me in Vegas. We're going to see if we can win this.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that's the message from Grandpa. Well,
Tina's dad? Or who's that?
That's Tina's dad.
Okay, Tina's dad. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Tina's dad, Jim.
All right.
Now we'll hear from Tina's mom, Connie, who I guess called moments later.
Here's the next part.
Hi, Tina, or Tristan, it's mom or grandma.
That's amazing. That's so good.
She's so set in the way that she leaves messages that it's veering away from who I usually call and how I usually announce myself.
Oh, that's freaking funny. All right, sorry. Here goes the rest.
I don't know whether you've called your parents yet, but you might be a good idea to give them a call and tell them that you were in an accident. You have insurance on your car, so don't go borrowing money from a friend because then you got to pay it back. And if you could get it back.
Okay, and then there's a little, then that message ends and the next one.
So that's a shorty one. All right, here's some more.
Yeah.
It's just a continuation.
Oh my gosh. I love this. Everything about this is so great. Oh my gosh.
And now the continuation.
I didn't expect all the gravy on the mashed potatoes here. This is amazing. All right, more.
You have insurance on your car, so you could get it fixed here if your car is drivable. It'd be better to bring it here, I think, than there, because you're going to have to get in a...
There's a little gap.
...to get it done, because you just can't take it in a day and to get it done. So give your folks a call and tell them what happened. And that way they can tell you what to do, because you may need a police report and all of that. So give them a call, and they can walk you through it. So anyway, good luck, and I'm so glad you weren't hurt, except for your nose. That's repairable. So anyway, hopefully everything will turn out. It's just one of those things that happen. So I think everybody's gone through something silly like that. So anyway, have a good day, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Well, she had a really hard time closing that out.
Yes. Well, that's typical.
Yeah.
So we don't know. Here's the thing. We've been trying to call them like crazy ever since 11 o'clock when we finished up doing TMS, or 11:30, because you and I did a thing right after.
Yeah.
We've been trying to call them. We've been Facebooking. We've been texting, calling the house number, calling the cell. We have not been able to get a hold of them. So who knows if they're like on their way to Western Union to wire Tristan. The fact that they keep saying, make sure you call your parents when they know we all live in the same house.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious as to what the... what the scam says, like what,
and how would it know? Now, did his email get hacked? Does he know if somebody got his email address and are sending it from his
idea.
Email?
Hmm. Yeah. He put on a thing on his Facebook saying, hey, if anybody gets a message from me about an accident, you know, it's not true. Let me know if you get that message so we can report them. But,
dang, that's funny.
It's really funny. We still have no idea exactly what they said, but of course we can kind of piece it together from these responses. Like, all right. So they said, you know, I need money. I don't want to take it. I don't want to borrow from a friend.
Yeah.
Don't tell my parents.
Yeah. You're sussing all this out. It's very CSI. Right.
Love the note. My nose is broken.
Oh, that's amazing. But that's repairable. It's repairable.
But that's repairable. Yeah.
She had me. This dude. She had me at. Hi, Tina. Tristan. This is Grandma. She had me at that.
Isn't that the greatest?
That is the greatest thing ever. Wow, you made my afternoon. That was really funny. I hope you guys enjoyed that in the chat. That was awesome.
So we'll keep you posted as we finally get a hold of them and find out what's going on. But
wow.
Yeah, pretty, you know, hey, let this be a public service announcement that have your relatives get a hold of you in a different way if something ever seems hinky about a message you post on Facebook.
Well said. Absolutely. God. That is amazing. All right. Here's, I don't even know where to go, so I'll just do this.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Not since High Birdum have I been that entertained by an Ibbot phone call. Anyway, the evening news brought to you by
having your own expert pharmacist on hand.
Well, he's coming on later. Dan is the man. So I was given this new gut swelling, go down, non-flare-up medication thing for my gut, some new attempt at seeing what works. And Dan is a licensed pharmacist. He's like, knows all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So he knows everything about every pill you've ever thought of. So what I do from now on is anytime a doctor goes, oh, yeah, this will be great, I don't go and just take it. I call Dan and go, Dan, how's the Furkalaka Spacatine? And he'll say, well, if we're getting an erection for more than 4 hours, and like, he'll have the info.
Oh, yeah, I know it says don't. I know it says take it with food, but that's the last thing you want to do.
Exactly. No food. Take it all rectally. What? That kind of thing. So he's the man, and I just wanted to give him a shout out. All right. Megyn Kelly in the news. You know Megyn Kelly over there at Fox?
I do know Megyn Kelly, yes.
The Fox at Fox News?
That's right.
It's kind of sexist, isn't it? A little sexist of me to say that. Nah, she's very attractive. She's very attractive.
She's very attractive.
That's right. She's roughly our age. She's a lovely woman.
Listen, I'd love to be called the Fox on the morning stream.
Yeah, I'd be all right with it.
One of the two Foxes on the morning streams.
Megyn Kelly, who was much the target of Donald Trump's consternation during much of the debate era of this here election, says it was easy holding her tongue, wasn't easy rather, holding her tongue during Donald Trump's attacks. Mm-hmm. We assume his verbal one's not a physical one with their actual tongue.
I think we can safely assume that.
Probably. She says, quote, I just always felt that taking the high road was the better course, says the Fox News host. Megyn Kelly is glad that Donald Trump is done lashing out at her for now, but it was not easy for the Fox News personality to keep quiet while being bombarded with insults from the presumptive GOP presidential nominee. In an interview with Time magazine, published online Thursday, but how do you know it's Time? You never know when it's published, because it's Time. Kelly said her recent sit down with Trump went well, because remember she ducked into the Trump Towers to have a taco bowl or whatever, and so that's what she was doing there. And the billionaire businessman will be appearing on a primetime special with her, airing May 17th on Fox. So I don't know if that means, you know, all's well and love and war, or if, you know, it's going to get ugly that day, maybe. I don't know.
You know, it's funny, and when she had that sit down with Trump, and it was very well publicized that she was having it, but there was no other details other than, yes, we had a very interesting talk, but she didn't say more than that, right? I mean, she went on Fox News and said, I did have a sit down with Trump, and I think we've kind of patched our differences or come to an agreement or something like that. Mm-hmm. But she's never come out and said anything further about that. And I wonder if it's because they recorded all that, like they had an agreement to record the interview, and they're saving it for kind of a ratings thing.
That could be. I hadn't thought of that. That's entirely possible. I mean, I don't know what this May 17th thing is, but it could even be part of that. Could have been part of that visit. Here's the other thing. She also says, and after our meeting, I am now pregnant and I have a venereal disease. No, neither of those things happen.
And I love Hispanics.
I love Hispanics everywhere. I'd like to have a Taco Bell. We're going to build a wall. We're going to build a wall around our Mexican food. And we're going to make Trump Towers pay for it. Kelly was receiving an endless attack by Trump following that debate, as you may recall. She says this during that time, at times it was hard not to say anything, not to, quote, fight back, in particular for my husband. He's a writer and would love to have penned an op-ed here or there, Kelly told Time. I just always felt that taking the high road was the better course. I'm a journalist covering this race. I always wanted to continue covering this race. I never wanted to be baited into doing something that would give the fodder to jeopardize my fairness or my objectivity. She did exactly what I would say you should do.
Yeah, definitely so, commendable, and agree or disagree with Fox News and their slant, but that's admirable, her response on that.
Yeah,
so
I like her. She never, you know, she could have just not said anything at that debate, and I thought that was great that she did. Look, listen, if you're still listening to the show and you love Trump and you hate me, what are you listening for? Trump's a douche, okay?
Right.
I don't like Hillary either.
I don't think we cater to the Make America Great Again crowd.
No. I also don't cater to Hillary lovers. You all can shut up too. All right? Just kidding. I love everyone. Stay around. Stay here.
Right,
don't go anywhere.
Right. Exactly.
70-something woman. I don't mean she's from the 70s, although she existed then. She is 70 plus years old, gave birth, and she's breastfeeding.
Okay.
The only thing is, it's hard to bond with your kid when he's like 4 feet down. Just kidding. That's pretty good. It's all about, you know.
He could be sitting on the floor breastfeeding.
Sure, she could walk in the other room and come back, and it'd never interrupt a meal. You know, because ladies, they get old and the boobs sag, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, it's like big slinky. Yeah, yeah, I get
it. It goes upstairs and around the place, and it never can barely be found. How's that song go?
But something like that.
Up and down.
Walks
and
downstairs,
the
alone or in pairs, and
everyone knows
over the neighbor's
slinky.
Dog.
It's slinky, it's slinky. For some, it's a tangled mess. Okay. Anyway, Kar of Armister City, India, gave birth to her first. What? Okay, anyway, gave birth to her first child last month, and with the help of in vitro fertilization. So this wasn't from doing it. Mm-hmm. The boy Arman Singh was born on April 19th. The new mother puts her age at about 70, but the clinic where she gave birth released a statement saying she was 72, according to the AFP.
That's why we got the 70-something.
Correct.
Because we don't know.
We don't know. We're, you know, listen, Huffington Post, always the crack journalist that they are, decided not to take a stand on the age, which is whatever, they're dumb. Uh-huh. Regardless of her age, the new baby was the answer to decades of prayer by Kaur and her husband of 46 years. His name is Mohinder Singh. He's 79. I love the name Mohinder. It's a cool name. I feel blessed to be able to hold my own baby. I had lost hope of becoming a mother ever. She told the AFP, I used to feel empty. There was so much loneliness. And now grandma's a mom.
That's right.
Good job.
Boy, that's having a baby at that age is rough, number one. I mean, you better be up on your activity level. Be able to keep up with them. And, you know, there's just a very morbid thought of like, how much time will you all get to spend together? Much of his life will you be able to grow up with?
Well, the stereotype with this is usually like, oh, some 85-year-old billionaire married a 22-year-old Playboy model.
Right.
And
right.
She can be around for a long time to pay the maid who takes care of the baby.
Right.
Yes. So, yeah, it's odd. It's odd. A little odd. It's fine, though. Whatever, man. Mm-hmm. She's happy.
Yeah, congratulations.
I'm happy for them. Although, maybe changing your diapers in a year or so. Anyway, jerk shirt. This is the worst thing ever created.
I can't believe this thing is real.
Jerk shirt, and I'll just read it as it is, okay? If you're riding around with kids, you may not like this word. I don't know.
The jerk shirt called, and they're running out of you.
The jerk shirt is pissed because you're gone. All right. Jerk shirt lets you masturbate anywhere without fear of getting caught. That's the tagline. A new dress shirt is equipped with a prosthetic arm so users can furtively masturbate in public. Here's a quote. Individuals' real hands are hidden underneath the shirt, allowing undercover stimulation anytime, anywhere, without the fear of getting caught in the act. I don't know. I don't know if I'm buying that line. Anyway, the shirt's maker, adult webcam company Cam Soda. I've never heard of that.
Mm-mm.
Cam Soda?
I would not drink it.
I'm not going to
go. I wouldn't drink it, hubbub.
I don't drink with it. Said in a press release announcing the launch, the jerk shirt is, quote, a real item, a pub representative assured the Huffington Post, is something that goes for $49.99. Buy a video game. Seriously. That said, Huffington Post didn't condone public masturbation. It's disgusting and often illegal. Get a room, says the HuffPo. And as we've documented many times, you may face the humiliating consequences of this guy or this guy or this guy. I don't know what that means. The manufacturer has a different perspective. They think you should buy it. Brian is taking donations if you'd like to.
Kickstarting this?
Yeah.
Actually, I've got this on Jerkstarter, so make sure you go and check that out.
Jerkstarter. Indie jerk. All right.
The website, thejerkshirt.com, even has like an animated.
Oh, great. Well, if it's animated, then I can see the guy doing it. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't hiding anything. If there's a guy on the plane next to me and his left arm is oddly comatose, but the middle of his shirt's going, I know what's going on.
The photo on the main photo on this page shows a guy working at a computer with a big old smile on his face. And it's clear his hand is fake. This,
what a load.
Okay, so it may be a real website and they may have conned Huffington Post into saying we're going to make real ones and sell them. But this is... We're punk in the world. It's got all over it.
Well, it's a jerk shirt. What do you expect? We're going to take a break. And while we all go place our pre-orders for the jerk shirt, We'll come back in a minute with, we're going to do Ask TMS first and then Dan, because he'll be rushing home when we do the TMS or the Twitter stuff. So all that is coming up. Before that, though, let's do a little break mid-show here with Brian and music. Go.
Yes. Chris wrote in from Provo, from DC, from question mark, said, dear Scott and Brian, it's been 4 years since my wife and I made our move to DC so I could pursue a law degree, and the magic day is finally here. I'll be graduating this Saturday, and my wife and I are so thrilled for the nightmare of full-time work and night classes to be finished. Just for perspective, when we first moved to DC, while Cataclysm was the hot business and Mists of Pandaria was still 5 months out, Heart of the Swarm was still 1 year from release, and Skyrim was still considered a new game. It's been the longest 4 years of our lives, and now we're ready and excited for the next big thing. With the new baby and graduation, my wife and I are chomping at the bit to get away from here and head back west, and we would both love to hear something that brings the spirit of that good old Western living. So, Brian, if you'd be so kind, please play us your best cover of or by the Red Hots, the Foo Fighters, or Incubus. We would be tremendously grateful. Chris from Provo / from DC / from dot dot dot.
Oh, it's Chris. I know Chris. Chris Topham. He's actually been out to the house before. I know him.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Well, there
great
you
guy.
Go.
Great guy.
He's moving back west, so he may be back at the house.
That would be fine.
So let's go with a request for him. This is a cover of Pearl Jam. It's Aaron Lewis, who is the lead singer of Incubus. From the Family Values Tour 2001, this is his cover of Pearl Jam's Black.
Here's the game that they're going to want to play when they get home. Here you go.
This will protect us.
Oh, thank you, Winston. This will protect us.
Yes, fun.
Yeah. Here's the game. Here's the song. It's Black. We'll be right back.
So why
And now my bitter hands chain the broken glass. How the one was everything. All the patience said, holding a wasp of land. Tattooed everything. All the love gone mad. Turned my world to black. Tattooed all I see. All that I am. All I'll ever be.
Well, there you go. Black.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Quick mention of our friends over at Casper.com. I love Casper. They're amazing. The entire episode today brought to you by them, by Casper. Online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price. They're revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the cost of dealing with resellers and showrooms, passing that savings directly to you, the customer. I have a Casper mattress, and I love it. I had 100 days to try it out. 100 days. And it was painless and easy. And they said during that time, if I didn't like it, I could send it back. And that applies to anywhere in the U.S. and Canada. That's free shipping. Free shipping to you, and they'll take it back too. Amazing. But guess what? I liked it so much I kept it. That's what you're going to do too, I'm sure of it. I really, really like it. Casper combines two technologies, springy latex foam and supportive memory foam, to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. It's a breathable design. Keeps cool when you regulate your temperature through the night. Oh, it's awesome. Anyway, try it out for free. Completely risk-free. Get it sent to you. And if you decide you don't want it in 100 days, fine. I'll take it back. But I want to save you additional money because I know you're going to keep it. How about you save $50 off? I know you're going to want to. And this applies to the mattress purchase. All you have to do is use the code MORNINGSTREAM at checkout. And the website you have to go to is casper.com/morningstream. See how easy that is? casper.com/morningstream and enter the promo code MORNINGSTREAM. And get these made in America awesome mattresses. It'll be right for you. It's been right for me. I really, really love them. So go check them out, okay? That's casper.com/morningstream. And the offer code, MORNINGSTREAM.
Quick correction. I read the wrong email. Another request for Stain that we're going to... I'm going to read that email later on the show. That song was supposed to go with that email.
Oh.
I completely confused it. I switched them up, keeping you on your toes. So we'll hear a request. We'll hear a cover of either the Foo Fighters or the Red Hot Chili Peppers or Incubus later on in the show.
All right. That sounds good to me.
There's a little teaser for you.
I think you fixed it all. It's fine.
Yeah, it's all resolved.
It's totally fine. All right. We're going to switch things around a little bit and jump straight to our Twitter questions and play this for it.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweet.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
That guy
on Twitter lied.
Thank you so much. To ask Twitter, or our Twitter questions come to us with the hashtag AskTMS. You don't ask Twitter anything. You ask us AskTMS. And you've been doing it since last week. So I'm going to read some of those now, starting with the newest. Here's one. Oh. Okay, Peter Fisher says, I'm not sure I get this. Since the title of TMS Fox is being fought over by Veronica, Nicole, Wendy, and strangely Justin, you got to pick your own TM spirit animal. TMS spirit animal. Or TM okay. spirit animal. Anyway.
Gotcha. So what's the spirit animal for TMS?
I don't know. Spirit animal?
It's a fish sandwich.
Okay. Yeah. Fish sandwich. There you go. It's a fish. I guess a fish is an animal.
Right.
Okay. Let's play this clip right here. Not the one you're thinking.
Back in my day, I didn't use condoms. We used an old fish.
There you go. top five villains, asks Stumpwater Jack, of any genre or medium.
Wow.
That's
okay.
A lot. That's a lot to choose from, son.
Darth Vader.
Okay. He's got to be in there.
Hannibal Lecter.
Okay, good one. Well, sometimes you root for him, though. Does that count?
Yeah, that's true. He's kind of the villain you root for.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say
what's his name from Breaking Bad?
Gus.
It's a I'm torn between Gus and dude in the wheelchair.
Yeah, right. They're both Hector Salamanca.
Yeah, they're so good in that show. Yeah. I'm putting. You know what? Breaking Bad villains. We'll call one and we'll put it in there.
Perfect.
Because they're some of the coolest in the history of ever.
Joffrey.
Joffrey's good. I think Peter Stormare's Satan in that movie, Constantine, is real good.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to say from Fargo season 2, I'm giving it to that black dude from Kansas City. He gave me the freak outs. Have you seen season 2? You've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, black dude. I don't know his name.
Oh, yeah, right.
He was too casual about killing, man.
Totally.
Really
yeah,
weird.
Great,
gave me
too.
The creepy willies every time I saw that guy.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else. I mean, there's a billion, right? This is impossible.
Yeah.
I really like Immortan Joe. He's great. Mm-hmm. I also think the bullet farmer and the other guy with the nipples hanging out is also interesting. At the club foot. What was his name? Not the bullet farmer. He was the gasoline guy. The guy that had the gas plant, I think. Whatever. Mad Max villains are always great.
Right. Yeah, I can't think of... even the Road Warrior...
Just walk away. We right. give us the gas. You just walk away.
That guy.
Yes, exactly.
He's
yes.
great. Yeah. Love that.
All right.
Here's one. let's see. SP says... You guys, since the streak has been broken, or strake, as he wrote, has been broken, can we get a drunk Skojo and Bribbit special of TMS? Well, all we have to do is have somebody slow it all down. Like every episode.
I think he wants us to drink before we record a TMSPM.
Oh, but see, my streak in the States hasn't been broken, only outside of the continental U.S.
So you heard it here, folks. We're going to go down to Mexico and record a TMSPM.
I'd go back. It was fun. Okay, let's try this one. Okay, here's one. Sarah Espinoza says, since Scott is a sexual rock star, if you guys had to make up names for a new sex move, what would the name be?
Oh, yeah. The Bullet Farmer.
The Venerable Donut. That's mine. The Melting Peep. The Microwaved Peep. I like that one. You got another one?
The SC30 Classic.
I like it. I like it. The T-1000.
Right. You know, any meme, really.
Like yeah, it doesn't matter. Any word. Yeah. I'd say the Kirkland water bottle. That's a rough one.
Give her the old Ace Frehley.
Yeah. Give him the old iPhone. Yeah. I don't know. You could go on forever, but that's a great question. Thank you for that. Katie asks, are you excited for Kindergarten Cop 2? You know, this is Dolph Lundgren in the role.
Oh, no. This is real? This is something?
Mm-hmm. It's him. He's in it. Here he is talking.
Life's a joke. Shit burn!
It's not that movie, but...
It's a clip from the movie right there.
I wish it was. It's really happening, though.
Oh, look at that. Oh, my God.
I kind of am because just from I can't wait to see this.
And Alex.
It's like I want to see this train wreck, kind of. Like, it's got to be bad, so maybe I'm in. But I
So basically, it's another cop who's going to another kindergarten.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Brian, wow. You nailed it. That is exactly what this is, and it's going to suck.
Oh, and you can own it on May 17th.
Oh.
You don't even have to go to a theater to watch this.
Direct
to
DVD.
You can watch it in the privacy of your own home.
I can't believe it, that they're not going to have a full theatrical release. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. We're, I see FilmSec in our future.
No, I definitely see it. All right. Would you, Katie also asked, would you rather have a Great Dane or a Chihuahua? Now, I want to suggest that I would like, if you told me I could have a great, or if I could have a Chihuahua with the temperament of a Great Dane, I'd take the Chihuahua with the temperament of a Great Dane. Because Chihuahuas are all over the place, little barky little shitheads, right? Mm-hmm. Great Danes are slow and loving and never attack anything. They're the sweetest dogs, but they poop the side of Oldsmobiles. So I would rather have the sweet-natured Dane inside the brain of the Chihuahua than I want the Chihuahua.
Wow. See, and I want the Great Dane. Actually, what I want is the mix. And I want video of how that mix came to be.
Big front and tiny little legs in the
little
back.
Little head on a big Great Dane body.
I would love that. Oh my gosh. I would love that. All right. Is there any, here's Aaron. Is there any character in Overwatch you believe needs nerfing? All right. Now I've thought a lot about this, Aaron. Mm. And noobs to the game who came in during the beta who'd never played it before are all convinced that Bastion is overpowered. I am here to tell you that Bastion used to be overpowered, and you don't know what overpowered means. Right now, he is a fish. He is easy to beat. He is easy to counter. There, I could tell you a half a dozen characters that easily counter him. Teams who know what they're doing will counter him in seconds, and you'll be forced to change. Like, I'm more concerned that Bastion is actually not a very good pick anymore because he's not as overpowered as people think. However, saying that, the only nerf I would consider is maybe... You know what? I take it back. I don't think anyone needs a nerf right now. I've never played a more balanced game. It feels so good. Everyone feels great. I don't think you need much change. Obviously, there's going to be stuff, but it's going to be real incremental. I don't think anybody's going to get hit with a major nerf hammer. Mm-hmm. Maybe Torbjorn. His turret work is something to fear. But even then, it'd be a small tweak here and there. Maybe life of the turret or something. I don't think there's a character in Overwatch I would touch right now. They've really honed that thing in.
I'm going to abscond from answering this question just because I haven't played in over 2 weeks.
I'm just glad you didn't use the term, or you didn't abscond from using the term abscond. I love that. That word's awesome.
Sure, my pleasure.
Who are you most surprised to learn that follows your work? I'll bet we both have examples of this. Didn't you have some? You have some famous musicians that are occasionally like pop up and go, "I love Coverville" or whatever.
Yeah, well, Andy Milder from Weeds, mm-hmm. finding out he was a regular listener.
Mm-hmm.
When you told me when we found out, or you told me that Jerry Conway was a listener to this show,
that was a big deal. Yeah,
that was a huge deal.
I remember that too. That was big. I mean, for me, say what you want about his recent behavior, but for me, it was finding out Kurt Schilling listened to the Instance. Mm-hmm. Then it was finding
Deadmau5.
Oh yeah, Deadmau5 listened to the Diablo show. Sent a call in once. That was cool. Mm-hmm. Found out that all the upper management of Blizzard was listening to the Instance. Still do, as far as I know. I know Chris does.
Paul Westerberg. Yeah. So, Mike Butler, who's the host of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, said that he, and we tried finding it. He said, yeah, I know I saw it and I meant to save it. Saw like a post on the Replacements official page mm-hmm. where Paul Westerberg, who's the lead singer of the Replacements, was saying, oh yeah, Coverville, you got to check this show out. It's great.
Yeah. No, that's super cool. Oh, the only other one I would say would be, oh, who was that? I can't remember who that was. It was kind of a big deal when I heard it. Now I don't remember. Oh, when I found out.
Taze on day.
When I, no, birds go tweet, Brian.
Bird goes tweet.
It was when I found out Liam O'Brien listened to the show as an admirer, a huge admirer of all his voice work in video games, and to find out the voice actor for Illidan Stormrage listen to shows I do and still comments all he listens to this show. He's probably listening now.
Mm-hmm.
I get these tweets from or these texts from him all the time talking about stuff we talked about. Like that is always a joy for me because I have just huge respect for him and what he does.
Let that be a lesson to all of us podcasters to always produce shows like your heroes are listening.
There you go. Hey, not bad, Brian. Mm-hmm. Did you already do your show about podcasting today with Adam?
My article?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I haven't done my article or the show with Adam.
When you do the show with Adam, I think you should bring that up. I like that. Sure. That's a good phrase.
Cool. All right. We'll do.
Let's see. I'm moving on down here. We got a couple more, and then we're going to call Dan. Okay, here we go. Brian Cole says, Overwatch on PC versus Xbox or PlayStation. Console time is easier to find with small kids, but I've always played Blizzard games on PC. I would say this. If you have a choice, I'm all about PC on that game. Mm-hmm. That is not to say that those console versions aren't great. They are. They're actually really, really good.
It's funny. I have the beta downloaded to my PlayStation upstairs, and I have not played it yet.
Well, you may as well delete it because the beta's over. So you can't. Well,
I did the pre-order, so don't I have access all the way?
Oh, I don't know if you have the pre. I don't know if it's a preload though of the actual game. It may be beta only.
Well, it was a beta. I had to enter a code for, not the beta that you automatically get from the PlayStation Store.
Oh, I don't know. I know on the PC I'm preloaded. Mm-hmm. I don't know about console. Maybe it is.
I'll report back.
Maybe they'll just patch it or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Both those console versions are very, very strong, but I believe mouse and keyboard is your best path to ultimate experience in that game, is my opinion. Let's see. Oh, okay. This is Andrew Lyons. If a trailer doesn't reveal a villain, is it not a spoiler to say the name of the Civil War villain?
That's a dumb one, though. So he's taking us to task, maybe, for bringing somebody up?
Yeah, but Baron's... What is it?
Well, hold on. Before you say it, we didn't say it on this show, or did we say it... Oh, we said it with Jury.
Probably with Jury, yeah. Maybe with Steven. I don't remember.
I don't
think so. It's not even... He's so not what's in the comics anyway. It doesn't matter. I could have told you his name was Fred Rogers, and you'd be like, what? Like, it's that different.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Ryan Johnson asks, does Boop Show stand for Basic Object Oriented Programming? No. No, it does not.
Yes, you did, and congratulations for figuring out the mystery. You get a Norwegian CD.
That's perfect. Brian Howard says, this will be our final one. Are Harrison Ford and Sigourney Weaver the king and queen of sci-fi movies? The answer is maybe. I'm trying to think of somebody who's more prolific than those two chuckleheads in the genre, I mean.
With Sigourney Weaver, you've just got the Alien franchise and Avatar, right?
Avatar, but then you got Ghostbusters.
Oh, Galaxy Quest, Ghostbusters.
Yeah. There's other stuff that I can't think of right now. But yeah, she's pretty good in terms of being notable for that. But Harrison Ford, I don't know, man. I mean, maybe consistently speaking. But what are we talking about? Star Wars, Blade Runner, what? Is that it?
Ender's Game, maybe.
Oh, I guess you can count that. Sure. I never saw that. How was that? Did you see that? Was it any good?
We did see it. It was okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm terrified to see it because I really
like
the book.
It was respectable. It was respectable.
Oh, one last thing. Price Singh says, who is the first and second Eagle of the Apocalypse? You're looking at him!
That's right. There's discussion over who's first, who's second, but it is the two of us.
Yeah, we don't mind swapping that around. It's fine. We're not... Neither of us are... all that worried about being first or second. We just need to be ahead of idiot old man boy over there. Third Eagle. He can stay third. Mm-hmm. He's a poo-poo. All right, we're going to now call Dan. So thanks for those questions, guys. Sure. Ask TMS is the hashtag. You can use it at any time to send us questions. We'll do them on Thursday afternoons for TMS PM. And Dan time now. Oh, he's not on he's not on the hoo-ha yet, so maybe...
He's still racing home?
He might be.
We could fill more.
I've added him to the thing, but okay. There's always time for more of this. So he'll join when he gets there, I believe. And if not, I'll call him again. All right, how about this one? If you had to vote a supervillain into office, who would it be? This has three parts.
Donald Trump.
All right, Donald Trump, good supervillain.
Yeah. Now let's see. If you had to vote a supervillain into office. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough one, right? Who do you want?
What was the name of Gary Oldman's character in Fifth Element? It was basically Ross Perot.
He kind of was. With that weird plastic half of his head and all that.
Zorn? Zork?
Zorn? Zorn. Zork?
Something like that. It was Z-O-R something. Him.
Yeah. All right. That's not bad. I would do... He's not really a superhero movie, but I'll allow it. If I'm going to say supervillain, I'm going to say, Oh, they're all such buttholes. Aren't they? They're all... you know what? I got it. Yeah. Magneto. He has a side to him that makes me think he'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's not all bad. Well, not now, anyway.
Yeah.
He used to be all bad.
He's, you're going to be treated as a second-rate citizen because you're not a mutant.
That's true. He's reverse racist is what he is.
Right, he is, exactly.
Or reverse mutist. Mutist? Mutist. who would be their supervillain running mate? So who would you put as the running mate?
So Magneto's running mate would have to be Toad.
Toad, all right. I like it. The wet sprocket. No. Toad, the character.
And Zorn's running mate would be...
is it one of those Gorgs or whatever they're called that he was showing the guns to?
It would be Gary Oldman's character from The Professional. It's a dual Gary Oldman ticket.
Ugh, he is one heartbeat away from the presidency. He's a terrible man. All right, what is their party, finally? Look, it's too easy for us to just throw a party name on these, all right? So I'm going to say...
The Oldman party.
I'm going to say... Mine's the Green Party.
The Green Party?
Yeah. I want them to be total hippies about the environment, yet they're supervillains.
Gotcha. So we're not coming up with a real name.
Well, okay. We can if we want. Well, that is a real name, but we can
That's what I mean. Yeah, we're not making up a name.
We can make one up if you want.
If we want.
If you got a good one, go for it.
The After Party.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
How about the Under Party? That's not bad.
There you go.
Okay. Eric Fallis. I'm not kidding. Oh, Paulus. Sorry. It was Eric Fallis.
I'm not kidding about misreading that guy's name.
Who's your favorite wrestler besides Joey Image?
Oh, yo. Would be that distant second?
Yeah, very distant. So far down the line that you can't even believe it.
You know how little I...
You're not a huge wrestling fan.
I'm not a huge wrestling fan.
Neither am I. So I'm going to say The Rock because I just think The Rock is
exactly.
Great.
Yeah. Andre the Giant. Because okay. I liked him in Princess Bride before I liked The Rock and things.
Yeah. I do like The Undertaker just from... I like the theatrical era of that stuff, and I think The Undertaker was funny. The Iron Sheik was funny.
Right.
But if I'm picking a guy I want to spend time with, probably Dwayne Johnson, maybe sure. Andre the Giant, maybe together.
Oh, by the way, Scott, look what I'm drinking out of.
Did you go today?
Mm-hmm.
I swear everyone's getting the Reaper one. It's like they save the Reapers for last or something. Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
That's weird to me.
When I'm done drinking this,
yeah,
it's going in the recycling bin.
Right on, son. I'm gonna collect them. And that one day when I collect millions of dollars and you're That's left right. hoping that you would have done a thing, well, then the poop will be on the other tree. Okay.
Let's look at eBay in a month and see how many Overwatch Cup sets there are.
I have a feeling you're right, and I am horribly, horribly wrong. All right, we're going to play this right here. This is actually really cool to play this now because for other reasons. So that right there is the venerable theme to the Uncharted games, specifically Uncharted 3, I believe that version of the song is from. It's called Nathan's Theme. Nate's Theme, I guess. That might be from 2. Anyway,
we might
matter.
Have to rename that.
Well, we may have to name it Dan's Theme. Dan's Rift or something. I don't know. But anyway, Dan's here. It's Dan. We haven't had you on in a long time, dude.
I know, man. Greetings, program.
Greetings.
Yeah. I missed you guys.
I play a lot of video games with Dan, so I feel like I see you all the time. So we're always chatting and talking, and it doesn't feel like you've really been gone that much. But on this show, we just haven't had you.
Yeah, and I apologize. I got one of those weird, you know, if I was working in a regular retail pharmacy, I'd probably have more days off during the week. But this job just goes basically nine. It's kind of a 9-to-5-ish. So like during the day, I'm never around unless it's lunchtime.
Well, if we hadn't changed the schedule on you, you'd still be regular. It's more
life goes on. You know, things happen. Well, yeah. I'm here anytime. Well, we good. Can fit it in. I'm here.
Well, you're the Lord of board games and tabletop, and that's always good because that's a lot of our listeners, if you had to describe them. So I'm really jazzed about – you found something new you said earlier on my phone.
I've been sick this week. Did you guys – I know a lot of our friends have came down with this same thing, and I know, Scott, you're probably going to get it real soon, and Ibbot definitely won't be getting this. It's the Overwatch withdrawal syndrome. You guys hear this going around like wildfire?
Yeah, it's real rough, man. I'm having it now. It sucks. I really want to just throw a hook at somebody and pull them back to me and then shoot them in the face.
Getting these twitches and just want to like shoot something.
Good news though, the Hanzo and Hanzo and Genji animated short is now confirmed for the 16th of this month. So what is that? How many days is that? couple days.
4 days?
4 days away. So yep. we get what Chris Metzen told me was his favorite they've ever done.
Wait a minute.
Which is a big
deal. I thought if you did the pre-order, you've got it through the release date.
No. We're talking the animated shorts. Animated shorts.
Oh, no. Well, no, I knew that. But I mean, withdrawal. How can you withdraw if you...
Oh, no. It went away.
Oh, yeah. It's gone. Everybody.
Even if you pre-ordered?
Oh, yeah. Nobody mm-hmm. has it. You're done. Oh,
son of a bitch.
I know.
Yeah. So that was just like a little head start to really wet your thirst. And then I'm like, nah, screw you guys for the mm-hmm. next 2 weeks.
Yep.
So the pre-order only got you like an extra day over what everybody else got for the free beta.
Yeah, correct. It was like mm-hmm. a day, maybe 2 days. Was it something?
It was
like
a
that.
Few. It was a few days, I think. But right.
It's a little bit of it. But listen, I didn't complain because
Blizzard.
I didn't complain because I've had it since like October of last right. year, so I didn't right. really
this,
worry about
this
it.
This one, this from a guy who slash played in Overwatch is probably about an hour, right?
Right.
<isn't it>?
Right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it's coming. Right. Look, the 24th is almost here, man. We're all going to be up to our necks in this thing, and I can't wait. I need to hurry up and beat Uncharted before then.
I That's can't true. It's less than 2 weeks now.
But. Yeah. I can't wait till I'm ignoring a game that I own instead of just ignoring a game that I pre-ordered.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's sitting on your digital shelf, not your real shelf.
That's right. Yes.
Oh well. Yeah. Don't worry.
Like July or August, it'll be like, you know, I really should play Overwatch.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Overwatch is out, isn't it?
You want to hear here's my impression of a game we'll be in. Dan will say, "All right, I'm getting him in the back line." I'll say, "No worries. I'm going to come around the side from the left, and I'm going to throw my ult." And then here's Brian. What does Q do?
Exactly. Hey guys, how do I reload?
How do I reload this gun? Don't worry, we'll make all this happen. All right, so Dan, tell us what's going on, man. What do you got?
So I got a really good game. It's a nice family game. Now, so there's you guys all know Ticket to Ride.
Yep.
It's made by Days of Wonder. They put out usually about one, maybe two games a year. They put out a really new game, and all their games are pretty much good family games. They put this game out recently called Quadropolis. Mm-hmm. I put a few links. I'm not in the actual chat room right now, but I put it in our little
Skype
whatever
thing.
We are. Skype chat. Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
So what it is this, it's kind of a city-building game. And these are these kind of what I call a chill game. Mm-hmm. Because you're kind of competing against people for parts of your city, but it's not a lot of take that. So it's good for families and good for that laid back game time. So what you're doing is each round, there's going to be a grid of 5x5, a 5x5 grid, which will have little tiles, which will have different things in the city. There'll be like industrial, there'll be parks, high rises, things like that, and rivers and little.
Oh, they're like little squares.
Statues.
It's like little RTS squares. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you'll have, for each round, you'll have, I think it's either four or five builders, and they have a number. For the basic game, it'd be like a number from 1 to 4. And then you put them out in the row that you want. So if you put out the 1, you're going to get the first tile in that row. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of looking. I mean, there's the only real screw your neighbor is kind of taking something that Brian might want, that you see that he's going for a park strategy. So you're trying to get his park so that he can, you know, what builders he has. So if you have the 2, it goes 2 squares in. So, and you can't place it your builder on top of other people's that have gone already. So it's kind of, you're working around to get a tile that you really want. And then you have to place it on your board in that same number. So there'll either be a quadrant two, or there'll be a number 2 on another one of the squares. So you have a little bit of flexibility, but you still have to plan. Mm. Now, each one of these squares, they're scoring depending on whether, you know, there's a lot of different scoring. Like maybe a park wants to be by a school. Or the residential area wants to be by the river, things like that. Or each quadrant wants to have 1 park in it. So so there's different types of scoring depending on those things. So you're really trying to work on how, trying to even it out, be more balanced so you can get the most points. But you can definitely go in one way or the other, but you're really going to have to try and score in a few different ways. There's also little things that each one of these tiles, when you pick them up, will have either a meeple symbol or there's a little kind of a red symbol, which is energy. So some of these things, like obviously an industrial building needs to have power, or may need to have people to work in it, or a shopping center needs people shopping in it. Mm-hmm. So in order to actually get points from those things, you have to actually put those things on there. So, and you could do that for free on your turn, but you have to acquire them by the other tiles. So it's a constant give and take of, all right, I need the score here, but I need to make sure that I'm getting a meeple so that I can have people in this school. So you're playing it over, I believe it's 4 or 5 rounds, and then at the end you score it up. So the cool thing is trying to get in each other's way and then also get your strategy working with others. But such a light fun. Well, that's really looks
what
good.
You say. It's light. How long? How long is an average game?
Oh, you could play this in about an hour at most.
That's not bad.
I'm not sure what they say as far as they say 30 to 60 minutes. I think your first game is going to be in about an hour. Mm. But being that it's kind of one of those chill games, you're probably talking. You know, it's almost like a beer and wine game where you can be sitting around with. Yeah, exactly. You can be socializing while you're playing it because, your strategy, you may be thinking about it, but it's not a heavy thinker.
So it's minimum of four people?
2 to 4.
2 to 4. Okay. So
you're I want to say that I think they do have rules for solo play because you'll just go in for score, and they have different, good scores and different ways to play solo. But primarily, I played it with 3 and 4, and I haven't played the 2-player game, but it's a lot of fun.
All right. It looks all right to me. I like the art. I like the simplicity of what I'm seeing. I like meeples.
This is the kind of game I like. The game where doesn't have to be super quiet while you play it. Like you get some social aspects of the game as well while you're playing.
Exactly.
I think I'm picking this up.
It's really good. They've got a pretty high production value to their games, but which makes it. I mean, it's still a good price in my opinion. You probably can find it on an online retailer possibly for a little less than 50, but you're probably looking at about 50. And to me, with what you get in there, it's a good deal. What's also cool about this game is if you turn, I think one of the ones I sent to you guys has just a basic game. If you turn it over, it's what's called the advanced game. And all that does is it just kind of chains up these quadrants a little bit where normally they're just in rows, nice and easy the other way.
The one that's like black and gray.
Exactly.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, cool.
And it's really, really cool how they have the two versions. And there's also advanced buildings for each one of the rounds. And all that does is there's an extra building. It kind of has a weird, I don't know what kind of scoring you'd call it, whether it be multiplicative or whatever. So like you have, if you have them, because you can build some of these high rises up a bit. So you can have a second level and a third level on there. And there's one building where depending on how many you have and then how high some of them go, the scoring gets a lot different. So that's a little more complicated. So that's kind of, they consider that the advanced mode.
Mm. Very cool.
I also sent you guys the Board Game Geek is slowly but surely starting to ramp up. The last link I sent you was what their new look on the different.
I noticed this is so much freaking better. Look at that.
Yeah, wow. It takes, if you're an old timey Board Game Geek person, like it may look a little weird because it takes me a little to get used to because I was used to the crap. Now getting used to the good is going to be hard.
Yeah.
Welcome to the new millennium.
What's cool is they haven't skimped on the info. Like the info's all there. It's just kind of arranged differently. This is so much easier to look at. And but most of the site is still in that old content management thing. So it looks like they're just slowly trying to, maybe they're starting with actual game entries and then working their way out. I don't know.
Yeah, and every time I talk to their head news guy, he lives over by me, he says that so much of the data is so intertwined in deep that like they almost have to untie like a bird's nest in order to do some of the re-imaging of it because they don't want to lose all this stuff that they've had over whatever it is, 10, 12 years.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with what made it work in the first place. Well, that's cool. This looks like a great game. A good suggestion. Yeah.
But CoolStuffInc.com appears to be down.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's weird about Days of Wonder, so they're owned now by Asmodee.
Yeah.
And there was this big pricing thing that Asmodee put out. So, like, some of the discounts online may be a lot different now. And a lot of the friendly local game stores may actually have a little bit better pricing here or there. Mm-hmm. So
Asmodee, he's the Lord of Sin. He's the
He's the Lord of European Sin.
Right.
And he throws buying up everything in the U.S.
Throws big fireballs at people. Yeah, I'm familiar with his work. He's fine.
And
he's
got
nipple rings.
He's got nipple rings, too. Yeah.
Nice. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I just couldn't help it. Asmodee, I kind of didn't go that way. Well, anyway, this is great. Do check it out, everybody. That's Quadropolis. I can't say that word.
It's kind of like Metropolis, but with a quad.
Eight and up, too, which is good. And
this is really, really basic. The hardest thing is going to be just laying down those builders to try and get something, and hoping that they can actually play something on there. That's going to be the hardest thing, but it's a piece of cake.
All right, worth checking out, everybody. Dan, always good to have you back, dude. We'll figure out a way to make this happen.
Good to see
more
you guys
often.
Again.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Let's play a little. I don't know, what do we have left after until that other game?
We got some heroes this weekend, I think.
All right,
we're gonna do some Hero League.
Okay, fine.
Twist his arm.
Yeah, we'll make it work. We'll see you later, man. Oh, Geek Jock Vlog on Twitter, everybody, and the Geeks All Stars podcast. I'm an idiot. I forgot to give him his pimps. All right, that's it. That's a show. Thank you all for being here. Yes, it's that extra hour. How do you get it? I can tell you. You go to patreon.com/TMS. That's Patreon, patreon.com/TMS. And help us out. Even a tiny bit is all you need to do. And just imagine what that means for us. It means we stay on the air. It is literally how we do it. You guys are the way we pay the bills. So thank you guys so much for that. The stream is produced every day, including right now over at alphageekradio.com as well. So you can hear the show live. Frogpants.com/TMS is the website. 801-471-0462 is our voicemail line, and you can email us anytime at themorningstream@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morning Stream.
Mm-hmm. That's all of that is exactly right.
That's all right. And
it's
now,
all correct information.
Really happy about this new lighting. Glad everybody thinks it looks good. I'm very happy. My camera doesn't look stupid anymore. let's get out of here with some music of your own choosing. Actually, I guess probably someone else's choosing, but you brought it here.
Well, and it's even someone's choosing that we already heard from, as a matter of fact. So the cover we heard earlier, here's the email that goes with the cover we heard earlier today.
All right. I like this. It's reverse day. It's opposite day.
Anything can happen day. Yep. Chris, a.k.a. Korzik, wrote in, said, my wife and I celebrate our fifth wedding anniversary and our first real anniversary, May 13th, this Friday. We were married on Friday the 13th in May 2011, and we celebrate every May 13th with little mini celebrations every Friday the 13th. Not only is this Friday once again May 13th, but this is really cool. It's also the only Friday the 13th of the year. Our first dance was Tangled Up in You from Stained, and I would love it if you know of a cover or play anything covered by Stained or frontman Aaron Lewis for us. Shove the Crow, though. P.S. I hope this isn't submitted way too early, seeing it's a Friday, Thursday, a.m., p.m., or Monday, whatever fits best. Thank you.
It was submitted so early we played your song already.
That's how early it was submitted. Yep. So that Aaron Lewis cover that you heard earlier goes, yeah, clean the dust off that one, don't you? Yeah. The Aaron Lewis cover that you heard earlier was going out to Chris and his wife. By the way, that Friday the 13th stuff is really fascinating. The fact that every year is guaranteed to have at least one Friday the 13th, but there can only be as many as three Friday the 13ths in a single calendar year. Last year, we did have three Friday the 13ths.
Oh, weird.
And the Friday the 13th, or sorry, the 13th is slightly more likely to appear on a Friday than any other day of the week.
Oh, weird. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you'd think it would be an even split, but it's not. It's actually Friday with 688 Friday the 13ths over 4,800 months that were, you know, measured a range of. Wednesday, 687. Sunday, 687. It goes down from there. So it's really, really fascinating stuff about Friday the 13th.
Nice.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So that Stained cover, that Aaron Lewis cover that we heard earlier went out to them. Now, going out to the people who wrote the email that we read first on the show, who wanted some Red Hot Chili Peppers covers. Well, here you go. This is really cool. Ed Allen Johnson is this amazing electric violinist. Look him up on YouTube. He's done some amazing stuff. It's spelled, Ed is spelled E-D, if you need help with that, sorry. Allen is A-L-L-E-Y-N-E, Johnson. And again, you should be able to spell that one. He is a electric violinist who created his own violin using a kitchen knife, created his own amplifier, and he uses that sequencing thing where, you know, you play a bass line, and you've got your foot on a little pedal, and you click that pedal, and then that bass line continues, and then you add another layer of music, and you click that pedal, and that layer of music keeps repeating. So you've got this the sequence of 8-beat stanzas that repeat over and over and over, and it just adds stuff onto it. Here is his cover. Go check out his videos. Here is his cover of the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Zephyr Song, performed here by Ed Allen Johnson.
Did you hear episode 8 got Tom Hardy? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I hear it's is it confirmed?
Yes.
All right.
It's just confirmed by Future Star Wars, which is an official account. It says, welcome Tom Hardy to episode 8. I'm so excited. I can barely stand myself.
Nice. Do I sound like, is it?
You did, but you're back. You're good now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was just my voice is a little rough. I feel like I've been talking a lot.
Your voice sounds good now, but your video went to bonker town, and I'm going to show you how. Hold on. I'm going to capture it.
Okay. All right.
All right. Here you go.
Bonker town.
Here, I'll put the link in the chat so everyone can
see
it. I'm sure they can see it, but there it is. So click on that.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm a replicant.
You're a little better now. And your voice went bad and your video was fine. Then your video went bad and then your voice was fine. So I don't know. Skype. Okay. Some kind of Skype bullshit going on. All right. That sounds awesome. Let's play it now. Thank you guys for being here. And thanks for hanging out and helping us out. We really appreciate it. We'll see you next Monday. Here's your song. See you then. Thank you. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com. Oh, I didn't have a thing to click.
Hello there.
There you go.